علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are focusing on the first sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks about certain important aspects of the duties of messengers. And there he says that amongst the duties of the messengers is that وَيُرُوهُمْ آيَاتِ الْمَقْدِرَةِ, that amongst the duties of the messengers is that they have the duty to show the people, to display to the people the signs of God's power, to show them, to make them realize, to point out to them the signs of God's power. And then he gives examples of those things that the prophets point out towards, and that is, for example, he says that min saqfin fawqahum marfu', that amongst the signs is that sky that is above them that has been raised. And we talked about this in the previous session. If a person were to focus and see this way, that look at the sky, especially with now with the technological advancement that we have, and we know that there are nuclear reactions that happen inside the stars and the sun, and the energy is actually the result of some nuclear forces that exist within them. And therefore, one may think that how powerful is God, that these billions and billions of stars that exist in the universe, each of them, all of them depend on God, and all of them manifest the power of God. So you cannot even imagine how powerful God is. And this is, in fact, this is just the material creation of God, and just one aspect of God's creation. What about the deeper aspects of His creation, the hereafter, the heaven and the hell, and all of these other creations of God that are of the spiritual nature? What about them? If the physical, weaker existence is so much, manifests so much of God's power, then what about the deeper realities of the universe, and what type of power would be there? And therefore, when a person thinks about this, he really understands and has a realization of God's power.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, another thing that Imam Ali alayhi salam says here is that وَمِهَادٍ تَحْتَهُمْ مَوْضُوعٌ, that another thing for them to ponder upon and to make them realize about God's power, and which is a sign of God's power, is the land, the earth that has been spread under their feet, you see. This is such a great sign of God's power also. Because if you are to contemplate on the universe and the earth, how it is formed, the formation of this crust and what exists under the crust and the amount of energy that exists in the earth itself, the very fact that inside the earth there are aspects of how anything can become what it is. Let me give you an example. Today, look at all of these planes that are flying, and all of these mobile phones that you're using. All of them are using, for example, lithium batteries, or they're using certain aspects that exist. Or the cars that are moving, they're using, for example, the oil, the crude oil that exists under the earth. So just beneath the earth, there are aspects of God's power. If you just focus on the fact that there are millions of cars right now moving, all of them are moving with energy that is from the earth itself, nowhere else. Energy that existed within the earth. You see? If you just think about this, and then you'll realize that, man, that is how much you could come closer to God when we just thought about the fact that everything manifests God's power. And everything that is beyond and under the earth, underneath our feet, is under the power of God and under His authority. What is important, therefore, for human beings is to change their perspective. And this change of perspective comes when the messengers and the prophets make people realize that. The enemies of God, on the other hand, don't want us to think about God's power. They want us to think about their power, that they are the ones who brought about this technology, and therefore we should slave ourselves to these people of knowledge and these people of technology. It is true that, yes, they have done a lot of discovery and they have done a lot of good work in the apparent sense, in the different discoveries that they've made. But all of that, what they have made, is from the power of God in the first place. Like the opportunity that God gave them to be able to understand the universe. And rather, we forget sometimes that many of these discoveries, the sparks of these discoveries, have all been some statements of a prophet of God who made us think further than the apparent level of the universe, and certain inspirations that were given to us to think in a certain way. You see, all of this depends on how we think and how we perceive about the universe. And unfortunately, many people are not thankful and appreciative of God. Anyways, that's another topic. But it's for us as human beings, we need to think further than this apparent realm and think more in a more divine way to understand the hand of God working behind all of these things. And that is when a person will become one who bears divine thought.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when we think about the universe in this way, and we think about the earth beneath us in this way, that look how much power of God manifests itself in various aspects of the earth, then a person will be careful about how he lives. And we'll be careful about the rights of people, the rights of God, the rights of the universe. Because he knows that he is dealing with a God who is very powerful. And he'll be careful about every step that he takes on the earth that God has created for them, for him. And you notice it's only these things that really make good human beings. good human beings who are responsible, who are thoughtful, who are considerate, are those who have a very true and deep strength within them to make them conform to the values that they are adhering to. And these are those who believe in God, who believe in these signs of God, to think about Him all the time in every aspect so that they can always remain firm in the path of truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه